on the last Thursday of every month, our Your Hometown series highlights a town and what makes that town unique. Today, we've been talking a lot about Rosemont. And remember, we could do your hometown, too. Go to WGNradio.com/yourhometown. Send in your hometown suggestions. It's sponsored by McDonald's at Properties and the Village of Rosemont. Ed Wehmer joins us now, the CEO at Wintrust. Visit Wintrust.com. Hey, Ed, it's John Williams. You're on the air. How are you?
Great, John. How are you today?
How's business these days? Good?
Business is excellent. I think we're the only hometown bank left now with all the acquisitions that took place, and we're approaching $50 billion in assets. It'll make us one of the top 30 commercial banks in the country. So after 30 years, not bad.
When you have that kind of asset base, what does that mean? Does that give you more money to lend? That's more money to do business with then, right?
Yes. Yeah. 98% of our deposits are all core deposits, so all clients and customers, and that's the size of the organization. Just on the bank side, on the wealth management side, we actually have about over $33 billion. And you had our wealth management guy earlier today, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. And in fact, I was thinking, so then I guess the markets that have been good for the banks, have been good for businesses. It's kind of a nice cycle right now.
Well, it is, other than the rates being so low. And it's getting kind of stupid out there a little bit because as rates stay low, we're very diversified in our asset base. A third of our portfolio comes from our asset niches. Another third comes from commercial lending. Another third comes from real estate lending. And our niche businesses are going to the moon. And we have the largest insurance premium finance company in the world, I think. And we have a leasing company we started from scratch. It has about $2 billion out. So about 60% of our assets are in our market area, which is Illinois and Chicago. The other 40% come from the niches and come from all over the country and even Canada. We have an operation in Canada, too. So that helps augment us and allows us to be very aggressive in terms of, we have assets we can lend out.
Yeah.
We can be very aggressive in garnering new market share in Chicago, Milwaukee, which are our primary banking markets.
Well, when I said that it's a nice loop, I meant for the borrowers, not the lenders.
It is a borrower's market now, and some of the banks are getting stupid again out there as rates stay low, and they're unable to generate assets. They start doing dumb things, which we saw happen in 08, 09 when rates were real low. And
well, wait a minute. What's the definition of a dumb thing, Ed? What are you talking about there?
Straying from what they naturally do in terms of underwriting and pricing.
Right. But then it does make one wonder, what's the ideal, say, situation for a bank? If the rates are low, then more people are going to knock on your door and borrow. The problem is you're not getting as good a return. If the rates are too high, people aren't going to be kicking down your door to expand businesses or buy homes. So you kind of need to find the sweet spot, right?
Yeah. A couple points higher would be a nice sweet spot for sure. We're doing fine, though. We've grown a lot. Our approach to in all the markets is to take what the market gives us. Right now, it's giving us organic growth, and we haven't done. We did probably more acquisitions in the 10 years leading up to last year than anybody in the country. Now we're doing it organically. So we've grown about $1 billion a quarter on the bank's balance sheet organically. So you'd like to get higher rates just because we're sitting about $6 billion of liquidity right now at 8 basis points at the Fed.
Well, I wouldn't mind a few more points on passbook savings accounts, if anybody has passbook savings accounts anymore.
You know? We have passbook savings.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, just I was chuckling about the fact that if I'm borrowing, that's great for me. But if I'm depositing, I think people would appreciate a little higher rate.
Yeah, there's a lot of money out there. I think you're going to get the higher rates because inflation is going to happen. This transitory stuff is a bunch of malarkey. All the raises we're giving out to keep people employed and happy, are they going to give them back? Is that what they mean by transitory? I doubt it.
No kidding. You're an outlier on that, I think, a little bit, aren't you, Ed? The idea that it's transitory is pretty in vogue right now. You don't think so. You think this inflation is here.
Oh, no, as I said, we talked once before, John. I said, reminds me of the 70s. I'm going to break up my bell bottoms and platform shoes pretty soon.
Don't do that, Ed.
I'd probably kill myself on platforms. I never had them to begin with. But can I borrow yours, baby?
Nope. By the way, talk to me for a second about the Village of Rosemont. Do you guys do business there? And what an interesting economic engine that is for the area, huh?
It's awesome. After 08, 09, we grew like a weed, and we had people crammed into every nook and cranny in the organization. Now with we decided we need a headquarters, and we bought a building in Rosemont. Now we have two more. We have a campus out there right by the airport on Higgins Road. I think we're one of the largest property owners out there with our three buildings and probably close to 700,000 square feet of space for our headquarters buildings. And I remember when we first came out, and I had to get some variances on the building and the signage. And in some towns, it would have taken like 2 years to get them.
Yeah.
It was done in 3 minutes. I mean, they know how to support businesses. They like businesses. I think the town itself is almost a business. And
yeah.
I am I'm the head of the Rosemont Business Council by default. Jim Covert was, and he said, "Ed, can you fill in for me one day?" Remember Jimbo Covert from the Bears?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, he was at the a blood supply place out there. He goes, "You fill in for me?" Next you know, he's out there anywhere. I brought it. So,
well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Beat him up? I mean, it's.
No, maybe in the old days I could, but not now. But it's a great place to do business. The mayor gets it. It's everything you want. The central location, BioHare, the two major roads going by. Our people can get there. We run shuttles back and forth to the L, so people can take the metro or the L out there, and we'll pick them up. Drive them to work.
How many people you got out there, Ed?
Well, right now, probably 300-400, but normally about 1,600 to 1,700 people are out there.
No kidding. Really? At the Wintrust campus in Rosemont.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, last week we rented out Ravinia. First time they've ever done it. And we were going to have our back to coming together again party and then our 30-year anniversary. And for Chicago's Bank, I was able to secure the band Chicago to come and play.
Nice.
Unfortunately, it turned out to be a. we took a mulligan back to work with us going on with the new COVID stuff. So, yeah. But that just means we had to have another party. But what a great night we had there! It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was a not back to work party. But I guess then your employees, instead of on the campus, are working from home. I guess, huh?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. We transitioned very quickly before we were able to people working from home and. And we had planned to come back beginning of August, and we had to take a mulligan out, as I said, and probably not until December, January now, but we're going to follow the guidelines and see where it ends up and go from there. But I think we have to get together eventually. It's although we did go through during the hiatus where everybody's out and reevaluate everybody's job description to allow some people to work at home at different, you know, 2 days a week is kind of the norm, and some people can work. IT guys, they can work from home forever. As far as I'm concerned, they'll work 48 straight hours, and then they'll go to sleep for 2 days. So
yeah,
I mean, I don't care where they are,
as long as the job gets done. Ed Wehmer is the CEO over at Wintrust, Wintrust.com, and obviously a mainstay in Rosemont. Nice to talk to you today, Ed. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, John. Be well.
Yep. Have a good day.